It's a beautiful day, and there's a beautiful way to be hearing God's word, to see what he has to say. So let's sit in the sun and start having some fun.
Wow, Warden, that sounds great.
Thanks.
The gang from Cottonwood Trails.
Unamoosed.
All right, this game is called Duck, Duck, Goose.
Why?
Well, because everyone sits in a circle, and then there's someone who walks around and chooses two ducks and then a goose.
But there aren't any ducks or geese here.
I know, but...
I'm a badger, Rob.
Yes, Morton, I'm aware, but it doesn't matter if there's any actual ducks or geese playing.
Well then, why would you call it that?
You're missing the point of the game.
It does sound pointless.
Wait, do you hear something?
Cool as cool can be. That's what they say about me.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
Oh yeah. Man, oh man, Bruce, you are one cool dude. If you were a scientific tool, you'd be a kaleidoscope. If you were a historical monument, you'd be the coolazium. If you were a veggie, you'd be one cool cucumber. That's for sure. Hey now, I didn't know there was anyone around. What's up, my little buddies?
Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
Yeah, that's what she said. Who are you?
Well, I'll tell you. Hey, I'm Bruce Moose, and I'm on the loose, like an old caboose, or a robber named Zeus. I like drinking apple juice and eating couscous, while I introduce you to my fresh produce. I like the color chartreuse and trees like white spruce, and my best friend is a goose whose name is Steve. I know that last part didn't rhyme, but I didn't want to lie about my friend's name. Steve the Goose is a good dude.
Wow, that was a pretty neat rap you had there, Bruce. It's nice to meet you.
I'm sure it is. I can only imagine how great it must be to have a specimen like myself come into your bleak, dreary lives.
It is quite an experience.
You're welcome. Hey, did you see the size of my antlers, too? I'm sure you're all super impressed by them. They're the biggest antlers in the whole forest.
Why is that supposed to be impressive?
Ahem. Well, it's nice to have you here, Bruce. I'm sure the animals would love to show you around a bit.
You're up, Morton.
Ow! Why'd you poke me in the behind?
Because you're volunteering.
I'm volin' what? Oh, okay. I gotta collect some sticks. So, you could come and help, I guess.
You don't even know what you're asking, man.
Yeah, I do. I'm asking if you want to help me collect sticks.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
I'm the absolute best stick collector in the known universe, brother. These antlers can hold a whole lot of sticks. I'm going to collect so many sticks for you that you'll have sticks shooting out your windows.
Well, I like the sound of that. I've been needing something shooting out of my windows for a long time now. Let's get going.
Guys, I know Bruce might be a bit difficult to spend lots of time with, but we need to be kind to him, all right? Make him feel like a guest.
Ha! Easier said than done.
Just try, okay?
Okay! I'm just glad he's with Morton right now.
Okay, there's gotta be some good sticks around here somewhere. The trick is to be very sneaky and not to make any sudden movements. You don't want to scare them away.
You know something? You really remind me of this otter I used to know.
Yeah, I've always thought I had a very ottery physique.
This otter used to be so impressed by my huge antlers, and he'd always be like, man, those are some big antlers, dude.
I'm confused.
I see that same look in your eye, man. No need to be embarrassed. You were just thinking about saying the same thing about my antlers.
I was? I thought I was actually just thinking about the thought of finding more sticks, I think. Whoa, too much thinking for one sentence. Now I'm all confused again.
Nothing like making pies in the afternoon to really let the stress go. Mm-hmm.
Hey there, those are some mighty fine pies I'm smelling.
Hey, what are you doing at my window?
Good point. I'll come in the door. Well, at least my head will.
Wait! Careful! Your antlers are too big. They're ripping apart my ceiling.
I get that a lot.
Stop!
Ouch!
Hold on!
My antlers are probably the biggest in the forest. I'm glad you noticed them. So, where's the pie at?
Hey! You're gonna hit my...
Ouch! Whoops! Guess that's the price of being around these big, beautiful antlers, eh?
That ain't funny. That was a gift from...
Ow, 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 ow. So, about that pie. Maybe I'll come back for it later.
No!
I think I hear that little squirrel dude and that ranger guy outside, and I bet they could use my help. See you later.
Whoa!
Ouch! It was a good CH. Sorry. Bye.
Good riddance. A little help here.
All right, do we have the net?
Sure do. And a bucket.
Right here.
Hey there, gents. I noticed you've got some interesting looking tools there. I'll bet you I can help with whatever you're about to do.
Oh, hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Yeah, we were just heading to the creek to find some snails. I have to check up on them, but they don't usually like it, so we use the net and bucket.
Well, now we could just use my antlers.
How would that work?
Man, these big beauties can probably hold about 100 times more snails than that dinky little bucket.
That may be, Bruce, but I just think the bucket would be a lot easier.
What? You don't even know what you're saying there, Ranger Dude. These beauties can do better than anything.
Look, there's Frank Morton and Matilda.
You guys coming to the creek to see my antlers in action?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe.
And Ranger Dude and Squirrely here, we're going to come too.
It's Oz!
Just a second there, Bruce. I think before we get to the creek, maybe we should hear a story first.
Good idea. I've got a bunch of...
I've already got one in mind, actually, Bruce. It's from the book of Luke in the Bible. There were two men who went into the temple to pray. The first was a Pharisee.
Hi there, everyone. I don't know if you were aware, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Pharisees were very religious, important men, and when they prayed, they wanted everyone to know.
Ahem. Dear God, I'm so great, wouldn't you agree? Thank you for how great I am, etc., etc.
The second man was a tax collector.
Taxes, please.
Tax collectors were not well liked and were often thought of as thieves and criminals.
Typical.
But when the tax collector prayed, he did it quietly so other people couldn't hear him, and he came before God with a humble attitude.
Oh Lord, I don't deserve to even be in your presence. Please be merciful to me because, well, I've done some pretty bad things.
You can say that again. Glad I'm not like that guy.
The Bible says that God was happy with the way the tax collector prayed, but not with the way the Pharisee did.
Come again?
It then says that those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Do you get the point?
Sure do. Don't pay your taxes.
What? The point was that God wants us to be humble and not full of pride. By putting others before ourselves and not always thinking about how great we are, we can show the kind of humility that God wants to see in our lives. Does this kind of hit home for anyone here?
Yeah. Well, that was a great story, Ranger Dude. Now let's go to the creek so you guys can see how many snails we can get in my giant antlers. Last one there is a rotten egg.
Well, guys, I tried. I know Bruce can be a little much, and you guys have been doing a great job helping him fit in, but I was really hoping this story would help him see that he should try talking about himself a little less and think of the needs of others instead.
Well, thanks for trying!
It's a pain having that guy around, though.
Well, maybe the lesson will hit him after a little while. In the meantime, let's get to the creek. I still have to check those snails. Oh, it looks like Bruce is already out in the water. He got pretty far out there in a short amount of time.
He can feel free to go a little further.
Come on, Matilda. At least try to be nicer.
Is it just me or does it look like he's struggling?
Frank is right! It looks like Bruce is getting pulled down into the water!
Oh no! Grip snag vines!
What's that?
No, I learned about them in ranger training. Grip snag vines are underwater plants that grow in the deeper water of creeks and swamps. We've never had to worry about them because none of us ever really go out far enough to be concerned, but apparently they're very clingy and pretty dangerous. I think they might have latched onto Bruce's antlers.
Can you just swim out there and cut the vines off?
Unfortunately, the scariest part of grip snag vines is that they have a gluey sap inside of them that just makes things stickier if you cut them. I think I might have another solution though. Oz, can you run to my treehouse and grab something for me? We need to hurry. Bruce needs our help.
Oh, man! These vines are wrapped around my antlers! I can't get free! You gotta cut these stupid plants off me!
I'm sorry, Bruce, but cutting them will only make things worse.
Well, do something quick! These vines are everywhere, and it's getting worse!
Bruce, you're not gonna like this, but I think our only option is to use this.
A saw? But I thought you couldn't cut the vines!
Not on the vines. On your antlers.
What? No way, man! They're the best part about me! I can't give them up!
If you don't, you'll never get out of this mess. It's the only way, and besides, it won't hurt at all.
I know that, but I just can't!
It's the only way, Bruce.
Oh, man! I guess you gotta do what you gotta do, Ranger dude. That kinda tickles! But you can't, man! No!
Rob is sawing those big antlers right off!
Reminds me of the time this happened to me.
This never happened to you. You're a badger.
Look, they're coming back.
Wow! Bruce sure looks different without his antlers.
Yeah. Oh, Rob looks the same, though. He's a little wet, but other than that.
Yeah, Bruce looks pretty upset, eh?
Might be a good idea to go easy on him.
Hey, guys. I'd like to reintroduce you to...
Bruce, I love the new look.
Yeah, it really suits you.
No, don't look at me. I'm hideous. No one will want to hang out with me now. My antlers were all I had.
No, Bruce. Your antlers were very impressive, but they became a big point of pride in your life. Remember the story from earlier? It said that those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. You losing your antlers today is actually a great example of this. Your antlers gave you so much pride and were a way for you to exalt yourself, but you were given an opportunity to let go of that pride when your antlers were cut off. Now you have a clean slate. Without your antlers pulling you down with pride, you have the opportunity to live humbly.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, man. Hey, you guys, my antlers might be gone for a while, but these are probably the best-looking ears you've ever seen, right? Oh, yeah, it's true. I've got some pretty sweet ears. I'll bet I can hear better than anyone. I gotta let the whole forest know. See ya!
Huh. Someone didn't listen to the lesson.
What? How did you know?
I meant Bruce.
Yes, that's what I meant too.
I guess not everybody is ready to listen to God's lessons.
And Bruce was not ready.
Hopefully Bruce will learn his lesson one day.
Yeah. Oh, wow, look at that beautiful stick. I think it would be a perfect addition to my stick collection.
You're always talking about that ridiculous collection, Morton.
Sounds like someone's just jealous because I have the best stick collection in the whole forest.
Sounds like your collection might be a point of pride, Morton.
Rob, get the saw.
Hey, now that's not even funny.
This has been a donor-funded production by Square One World Media, created and written by Jordan Evans. Starring in this episode were Jordan Evans, Karen Reimer, Robert Weave, Eric Foreman, and Greg Cooper.